AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Republican House Committee chairman has asked a federal prosecutor to find out whether Hillary Clinton or her staff was behind the deletion of emails from her private server by a Colorado tech contractor after a subpoena ordering all such messages be preserved. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith with more.
FBI agents were told Platte River Networks of Colorado deleted the emails in March of last year after an engineer realized they should have been killed out long ago because they were more than 60 days old. But GOP Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah says these emails were records under subpoena for the Benghazi probe, and the bottom line is they were destroyed.
Clinton's campaign dismisses Chaffetz's effort as a conspiracy theory. The presidential campaign is in its final two-plus months, and the AP's Lisa Lehrer reports Clinton's people seem to be confident she'll top Republican Donald Trump in the first debate in less than 3 weeks.
They understand that this is an election and things can change fast. There can be unanticipated events. The first debate will be a critical moment. Nobody really knows how he's going to behave. We've never seen him in a general election debate setting. We've never seen her in one either, but I think that'll be a pivotal moment for both the candidates.
AP White House correspondent Julie Pace reports Trump, meanwhile, has been able to pivot his campaign.
He's basically shaken up his top campaign leadership. He is taking a much more scripted approach, and he's doing some very overt outreach to minority voters. The question for the Trump campaign going forward is whether this is something he's going to be able to sustain or something he even wants to sustain.
Syrian activists and rescue workers in the rebel-held part of the city of Aleppo say government warplanes have dropped suspected chlorine bombs on a crowded neighborhood, injuring dozens. At least 80 civilians have been taken to hospitals and treated for breathing difficulties. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 23. The Nasdaq has gained 20. This is AP Radio News. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson has agreed to settle a sexual harassment suit against former network chief Roger Ailes. Warren Levinson has more from New York.
Gretchen Carlson settled her sexual harassment lawsuit for what a person familiar with the settlement says is $20 million. 21st Century Fox issued an apology saying she was not treated with the respect and dignity she deserves. The suit led to the lightning-quick removal of Ailes after a Fox probe unearthed many similar allegations against him.
The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota has asked a federal judge to order a temporary work stoppage to a company building a $3.8 billion oil pipeline. The tribe claims the work has destroyed sacred and culturally significant sites outside its reservation. The company says it hasn't destroyed any such sites. The Army Corps of Engineers says in its own court filing that it won't oppose the tribe's request in the interest of preserving peace. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.